So my question specifically was just kind of on like judgment at school and like feeling insecure about myself because there's some things, I don't like about myself. And specifically like a couple kids were stalking me pretty much and found my old social media accounts that I had made like some videos on that are kind of controversial. And it was like how to be more masculine or just kind of videos like that, like, oh, you should quit video games. And all of these people in my school found it and now they're like making fun of me for it. So I was just wondering how I could get through that, and just not feel so insecure about it.
What makes you feel insecure about it?
I guess I'm just kind of like whenever I go to school, I worry that they're just gonna like make fun. I don't know exactly what makes me insecure. It's like this just kind of fearful feeling of going to school now. Like I don't want to go to school because honestly, I can't place it. It's just like a feeling. I don't know exactly what it is. I mean, maybe it's just like deeply rooted in people making fun of me for just like other things when I was younger, like I don't know. I should have prepared for this more. I'm kind of freezing up here.
It's okay. What did they used to pick on when you were younger?
Just kind of, I was fat there for a while. I started playing video games and stuff, ate too much, got made fun of for like making a gaming channel and stuff when I was younger. So maybe that's part of it,
Fair enough,
honestly.
bro.
But yeah, it was so stupid Minecraft videos, man.
Still haunts you today.
Yeah, I guess it might just be mental health, but.
Can I ask how extreme or intrusive is what they're doing today?
It's not gotten to a point where it's too extreme, but I feel like I'm pretty privileged in how my life is right now. So this is like the only problem I have currently, which is really good. And so maybe my mind just amplifies it because it's the only problem I have. But they're not like messaging me like, oh, you're so stupid, Dante. They just, at school I'll get comments on it.
And how have you been handling this situation so far?
So when it first happened, I just kind of tried to ignore them, and this was like the worst thing I could have done. They just like made it worse because I could tell it bothered me. And then once I made the post for this call, actually, I got some advice from Santi, and he just said try and use self-deprecating humor. And I tried that yesterday during track practice, and it actually worked very well for me. So yeah, that I mean that's been working well so far.
So what kind of stuff, like they're making fun because you spoke about like masculinity or
Yeah, I was like, I made a video like three ways to be more masculine, like as a younger teenager. And just like all the girls and guys in my school find that unacceptable, I guess. And they're like, oh, Dante, why wouldn't you play video games? You're weird for doing this. And it's just kind of like getting excluded from certain things because I made these videos.
yeah, by the sounds of it, they're not wrong. You are. Look at the group you're in. Look at the way you talk. Look at the confidence you have to express your views. And at a time when people are too scared for that, you are weird. You're in a community
Yeah,
of weird guys
yeah.
right now.
Now that I think about it, I am very weird for a 14-year-old kid to be doing this kind of stuff. Like, yeah.
When you take offense at what people say to you, you give power to their words. You see, the words actually have no power to begin with. It's only with our own interpretation of them that they do. And so, next time when someone says something to you, you did this wrong, you are this, you are this. Especially when they're saying something which is like, it's kind of rude, but it's kind of true. Like, oh yeah, you made that cringe, you made that video on masculinity. You can fight against it, and that doesn't really help too much. The self-deprecating humor is actually a pretty good counter to this. Trying to ignore it and pretend like they've not said anything and just, keep your eyes like peeled to the front of the classroom, that never helps. One of the things that I think is the most effective, like, quick tactic that you can use when this shit's happening is to literally just say it, like, and oh, you made that a video, it was proper cringe. And oh yeah, well, you don't even play video games, like everyone our age plays video games and you don't. And as soon as you say that, you just take it. Yeah, so that's it. You don't even explain, you don't say anything, so that's it. And then now they have to explain their point in a coherent, logical, rational way for them to criticize you further, and they won't do that. So then they'll have to resort to something which is like, they'll just act like a little monkey at best, and they'll be like, oh well, that's gay. They'll say something emotional, and they'll look like a fool at that point. So if you can, sometimes the self-deprecating humor does work well. Other times when, like for me personally, when I get too fed up with shit like this, I can't do the self-deprecating stuff anymore, just because it's like I'm just too fed up. So the most I can just do is like this boredom, like lack of enthusiasm to what anyone would say. So, oh, but you're a misogynist. Yeah. So take the power away.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. And I've done that before, and now I'm thinking back on it, like when I do that, the kids just kind of walk away, just give me kind of like this weird look, like, and they just walk away. So I should try that more often.
They're just looking for dopamine. Honestly, they're so dopamine deprived because of TikTok and all that shit that like if you give them a response, they're finally getting the hit that they need. If you just act in such a like a bored way, like yeah, so it's like, okay, your response is so boring to them that within seconds it's like that they need more dopamine quick, so they'll start like randomly like having a twitch and doing like the next TikTok dance or something. Do you know what I mean? So, but they're not wrong, Dante. You are weird as fuck, mate. I'm just gonna be honest, mate. We all are. None of us have any like Tourette's here doing fucking TikTok dances. None of us are trying to like live our lives average and broke. We are weird. So, if we view that as a bad thing, then yeah, it's then it feels bad. But when you come to accept that, like, we're not really like 90, 95, 99% of people, and that's okay. Because we don't want to be, we've chosen not to. You could be playing video games right now, but you've chosen not to. So it means that you actually accept the fact that you are quite weird. It just hurts, obviously, when other people say it because, we'd love to be accepted by the tribe. But they're probably not the tribe that you actually want, are they?
No, not at all. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because that's something I've been going over. It's a different topic, but these kids at my school aren't the people I even want in my life in the first place. Like the kids I go to church, and the kids at my church happen to be very, they're well spoken, they're very professional, they don't make fun of you for things, and they're just nice to talk to. So maybe I should just not be worried about this in general, because those aren't the people I want in my life. So why should it really like matter to me what they say?
Yeah. Truly, it will matter, and you will feel things towards it. It won't be easy. I won't lie to you. This is a problem that so many young guys have. I still have this because when people don't accept you, it really hurts. As much as I can act cool right now and tell you, oh yeah, just tell them so, but it really fucking hurts. You know why? Because we're supposed to be social creatures. Like, we're supposed to be close to the people in our lives, and I believe that our brains haven't really changed from the times that we were like primal cavemen. And so if nothing has changed, that means that we still have the same pain and the same anxieties when it comes to the tribe and the small social union. When there was some kind of problem, like for example, imagine caveman times, right? If another caveman made fun of you, acted in that kind of negative way, That would have gave you anxiety because that really means, oh shit, like you could end up dying here. You could end up being kicked out of the tribe and everything. Because the only people that were actually around long enough to kind of criticize you in some way would have been those of your tribe, right? Because you, the caveman times, we didn't have randomers around us. If there was any like foe, like enemies, then obviously we'd deal with that quickly. But only people who were actually long, like to stay around long enough to give you any kind of input were actually your tribe. And so if they said negative things about you, our emotions would really hype up and would feel really anxious because we'd think like, oh, quick, we need to change things. The modern day is really messed up because we have people around us that aren't even a part of our tribe, that we don't even care about, that we don't even value. And so when they say some shit to us, it still hurts as much as it should do when like a close family member or like real friends and business partners do.
Yeah, so like you imagine 1,000 years ago, the people in your tribe would say like, oh, you're too weak, you skip out on guard duty or whatever. So it's kind of the same thing, like these girls or guys saying this video was cringe, that's equivalent to a tribe elder saying like you need to improve on this certain thing. And that makes a lot of sense, that analogy.
Absolutely. But the difference is that for that tribe, the tribe elder was wise, he was qualified, he was well respected. He wasn't some little shit. So
Yeah.
I ask, are you in
Yeah.
the States?
Yeah. I live in Michigan
Okay,
in the
Michigan.
USA.
Yeah.
It's right below Canada, like the Great Lakes.
Okay. And what is it that you're currently like looking into and to like do with your life after school? Is it career, entrepreneurship?
Mostly entrepreneurship. I have a YouTube channel that I'm working on right now, has a couple hundred subscribers. And then other than that, like if the entrepreneurship doesn't really go too well, like some kind of engineering school that I want to go to. But I'm hoping I don't have to do that. I want to focus on this and, make money at my house.
Yeah, sure. So how does school help with that?
I think the only actual like valuable thing is people skills, like talking to other people, learning how to talk to adults and like sell them things. Pretty much like when I was a little kid, I used to sell Pokemon cards to kids and I made like a couple hundred dollars doing that. So it's kind of like developed my sales, I guess.
Okay. I'm just asking for my own curiosity because I've been looking a lot into homeschooling my future children recently. And from what you've said, like I'd see a lot of similarities between what I'd assume my children would go through if they went to school. They'd be weird as well. As soon as you mentioned church as well, I was just thinking like, fuck, like that's exactly the situation if I sent my kids to like a public school. Do you know if your parents ever considered homeschooling for you?
Actually, that's funny you bring it up. I was telling my dad right before I got on this call that you made a post about homeschooling. I read the whole thing and I made a response. I'm probably going to be homeschooled next year just so I can focus on my business and other things. Like in my school, I finish my work like 20 minutes early, 30 minutes early every single day. And I'm just wasting time. So like I go on Adonis Academy on my phone in class, and my teachers always like tell me to get off the phone and stuff. So school just isn't very effective for me.
So Dante, what I've got to say from what I know about you so far, which isn't so much just yet, I don't know your entire life, but like, and from my wisdom so far, like I would actually support you if to go into homeschooling, especially because you said that it's entrepreneurship you want to go to, and there isn't any real benefit to being in school for that. We can cope and say like, yeah, people skills, but like they're little shits, bro. Like you're not getting social skills from these little moron kids, are you? Like, you can cope all you want, man. So just the way I see it is like, if that is the future you want to go down, business, entrepreneurship. And from what I remember in school, and from what I'm hearing from you and from other kids as well, I don't see a positive reason to be in school past the point of learning, like, the basic levels of English, maths, and science and stuff like that. And you can usually even learn that at home 5 times more efficiently and effectively through like an online tutor who's giving you one-to-one advice compared to a class of 30 with some little shit behind you, like slapping you or something. So,
Yeah, that's just my own bias, and I wouldn't just, you know, take my word for it, because obviously it's a huge decision, but it's just very interesting that you and your father have been looking into that already.
Yeah. I would definitely suggest homeschooling your kids. It's probably a while off for you and definitely for me, but homeschooling, I've done a lot of research on it. It seems like a very good option for their development.
That's good to hear, man. You're a very remarkable young man.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
You're welcome, Dante. Thank you for coming on the call today, bro.